Yesterday was the Monday. I say that with a bit of uncertainty because we had a very exciting weekend. Friday evening, I came out in a van along with Niranjan Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Chandramouli Maharaj to New Bridge Dam. And Saturday, Sunday, we had Holy Name festivals. Saturday was mostly the devotees from the farm, and Sunday all the devotees from Budapest and the other centers also came. It was a really wonderful event. We had nice kirtans, and I'm sorry for the quality of some of the recordings. In fact, there were a couple that were also just lost, and that was because I had a telephone nearby to this recorder, and it seems to have ruined the recording. Anyway, we had wonderful kirtans. Unfortunately, Madhava Prabhu wasn't here. The weather was also very nice, beautiful fall weather. It still is right now. The sun is shining, the sky is clear. Although early this morning, as Govinda Maharaj left, it was 1 degree. So there's already frost laying on the ground. And yesterday was very exciting because Radhisham enacted a lila. That is that they moved from their altar to the back of the temple room to take up residence beside Srila Prabhupada. The reason for that is that we're making some repairs on their altar. Most of the pujaris, myself excluded, have to kneel on the step on which the parampara is on. And it seems that after doing that for many years, some of them like Taralakshmi and Jwali especially, who've been dressing the deities for the last 10 years, it's caused great discomfort for them. So we redesigned the altar so that, like me, they can also stand. I stand on the floor, they'll stand on that step. And some workers are coming today, marble wallas, to lower that step, replace the front-facing pink marble. And in addition to that, for those of the devotees who were here in the first years, when Radhisham's altar would roll out from the main altar out the temple room all the way out to the steps overlooking Gauranga Square, that hollow portion of the altar is going to be sadly filled in, which means that until some new plan is made with some super extraordinary computer-supported or directed hydraulic system that ensures that the altar won't be vibrating in any way, Radhisham aren't coming out, and they'll be fixed in their place, and the altar will be fixed, so that hollow place will be bricked in, cemented in, and also we'll be putting in underfloor heating, or in this case it'll be under altar heating. There'll be heating within the altar so that the altar itself will be heated in the winter time, and that will keep the deities nice and comfy. Anyway, all this is taking place today and tomorrow, and I discussed this in great length with different devotees involved, Pushpa Gopal and Chittahari, who's overseeing all the work. And the arrangement was that yesterday, 5 in the afternoon, we would move the deities, and I would go over there and, of course, supervise and oversee that that was taking place. We had built a new altar, just a wooden altar on which they would stand temporarily, and all of the preparations were made. Anyway, in the afternoon after lunch, I lay down, took a little rest. However, sometime around 3 o'clock, I got this real jolt and heard someone say very loudly, "Get up." And I immediately woke up with a start. First, I thought that I was just due to really being tired and under pressure, both taking care of guests as well as having so many other issues on my mind that I was a bit stressed. So I lay back down again. But as soon as I did, again, I got this very strong instruction, get up, and more or less found myself rolled out of bed. So I got the message, and it seemed to be very clear that it was coming from the deities. I took a quick shower and went in early, and we had the deities undressed, and we'd already in the lotus stand that they're in, they were not glued in, but they were there surrounded, their base was surrounded by a type of foam that kept them from rocking a little. And so we had to cut that out. And then there were quite a few devotees there, strong devotees like Parameshwar and Nishinga and Jai Das and Bhaktipad. So we lifted Shyamasundara out, it was very heavy. It takes 2 men to lift him. And Srimati Radharani, who's of course much lighter, and placed him on the altar first. And then gradually, first Srimati Radharani, because then it'll be easier to get Shyamasundara to move. We moved her into the temple room through the corridor and placed her down on another platform, not straight on the altar, as it would be difficult to put Shyamasundara in beside her. I cleared everyone out. There was no one allowed around or to see. There was only Shyamala and some devotees doing bhajan in the temple room. And then three devotees carried Shyamasundara in and placed him very nicely into the base, which had been moved in on this temporary altar. And that's standing to Srila Prabhupada's right, or the eastern side of the temple room. And then Srimati Radharani took her place there, and they were dressed again in their night clothes, and Govardhan Lal and Gaur Nataraj are on Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan. And they look very happy there. It was very, very wonderful, Leela, in that it was obvious that the deities were going on a little outing. And they had taken a break from their beautiful, opulent Shringasan and come to be close to Srila Prabhupada. They come to be close to the devotees, because right now the devotees can come within 2 meters of them, and they're almost looking eye to eye with Radhe Shyam. So they're giving a very close and intimate darshan. This was the type of darshan that the devotees had when the deities first appeared in Yubhajadam and were outside in front of the temple, very approachable and accessible to devotees. So it seemed like their lordships were in a very informal mood, wanting to approach their pure devotee and the Vaishnavas. So this morning during Guru Puja, because Radhe Shyam are right beside Srila Prabhupada, we offered flowers not only to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, but also to Radhe Shyam's lotus feet. And Mother Jashoda and Baby Krishna are on the other side, on the western side of Srila Prabhupada, on his left, and that's where Damodar Ashtakam is being offered. And in order to let devotees take advantage of the opportunity, all household Brahmins are able to cook during the day at any time and bring offerings at any time to the deities. It's very nice mood. In fact, when Shyamasundara was coming into the temple room, he looked a little like Lord Jagannath coming into the heart of Vrindavan to be with Srimati Radharani. Who can understand the wonderful pastimes that the Lord enacts even in his archa form? It was a shame that so many devotees were not here, and that the devotees who had come to visit, we had even 15 devotees had come from Wales for the Holy Name Festival, that I could have thought of making this the final part of the festival, but it didn't really occur to me. It didn't occur to me what a wonderful pastime, intimate pastime it was, how kind Radhisham were to come close to the devotees and make themselves so readily accessible. Anyway, I can only write it down to their will. This is a pastime that they're enacting with their personal Saivites here, with the Brijbasis of New Brajadam. Therefore, I thought it fit that at least I should share it all with you, and I hope that some pictures of the deities will accompany this podcast. Hare Krishna.